Good morning. Good morning. First, I would just like to start by saying thank you. When people come up to speak, a lot of times they think that the only thing that happens is the speaker just has to give something to the audience, right? Well, for me, when I do this, like, I can't say enough how much it is of a blessing to be able to talk to you this morning. Be able to share some thoughts and just have you guys listen is truly a blessing to me. So thank you for that. To start, I would just like to share a little bit about myself. So I grew up in a really small town. This is Cimarron, Kansas. That's where I live now. I originally was raised, we lived in Ingalls, which is like super, super tiny, like 300 people, maybe. And then before high school, we moved to Cimarron, and that was really cool for me and my family because we got to experience big city things like stoplights and a grocery store. So that was really cool. my grandparents have a farm, and I grew up on that farm working a lot. That's a big part of my life and a big part of who I am. We raised cattle. We raised crops for a long time. And I just love the lessons I've learned through that. My family is like the most important thing to me besides my faith. I love my family, the support they give me, and just the stability and the love that I receive from them. Golf. I play golf at this university. That's a super big part of my life. I love the sport. I love everything I learned from it. It teaches me so many lessons, and it teaches me to work hard and persevere and just be a better person in general. I also love music. Music is a huge part of my life and my family. Both my parents are music teachers, and my brother is graduating college this year to be a music teacher. So that's a huge part of my life too, and I just love music, and I love great songs this morning. That was awesome. I love both those songs. And I just love singing and praising the Lord. So the theme of chapel this year is God's goodness. And God's goodness is truly all around us, right? Like, look at this. How awesome is it? How good is it that we can come together as a group of people and praise the Lord and spend time in His Word, right? That's just like really, really good. Sometimes I think that we can overlook or miss God's goodness in our lives. It truly is just all around us. And I know that we have crazy busy lives. We have stress, worry, maybe anger, carelessness maybe even, that makes us miss the goodness of God in our lives. But when we look at things like the sky in the morning, the sunset at night, the air that we breathe, the blessings that we take for granted, our bed, air conditioning, things like this, like that is good. That is God blessing us in our lives, and that is truly, truly good. Psalm 33:5 says, "The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." And that is just so true. It's all around us. I want to share a little story with you this morning about one way that I saw the goodness of my life, the goodness of God in my life recently. So I'm from Cimarron, as you guys know, and it's like 5.5 hours of driving. And so I actually like long drives like that. I'm weird. Mainly because I can just like get in my truck, be by myself, drive, and just like jam out to music. So as funny as this is, every car ride, every long car ride for me when I'm driving myself starts with the same two songs from the best cinematic experience ever. Those songs are Real Gone and Life is a Highway from the movies Cars, if you don't know. So maybe try starting a car ride like that, because after you start that way, it's just going to go great. But I listen to all kinds of music when I'm driving. But I especially love to listen to like contemporary Christian music. I just love that music. I grew up listening to that in the car with my parents, and that's just what I do. But honestly, sometimes when I listen to those songs, I just listen and like, you know, listen to the beat, listen to the notes, all that stuff, and just, you know, slip right past it. But for some reason, I was driving up after spring break, and I was listening to a song, and I was like, actually listening to the words, and actually listening to what it's telling me, and what it's trying, the point that it's trying to make. And I think that's awesome. And I think that goes to show that the goodness of God is everywhere. It's in everything. It's in the songs that we listen to. So I want to share one of the songs that came up as I was driving here and share a little bit of the lyrics and what that means to me and what I think it can mean for us in our lives. So this song is Keep Making Me by the Sidewalk Prophets. And it starts, the first words are, make me broken so I can be healed, excuse me. Because I'm so calloused now, I can't feel. And there are times in my life where I really get this way. I think that we struggle with a lot of things, and regardless of what those things are, we seem to get calloused. We seem to get complacent, and we seem to be okay with the state we're in. But we need to look for His healing. We need to look. We need to see our hearts and see how they're hardened and look for the ways that He can heal us. Jeremiah 17:14, I'm going to read that. It says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. What this is saying is it's just like, if we ask Him to heal us, He will heal us. If we ask Him to save us, He will save us. And so that is good. The next part of the song says, make me empty so that I can be filled, because I'm still holding onto my will. Now, this is a big one for me, because I think that I have life all planned out. I know it, right? This is my life. I'm in charge, right? But that's just not how it is. We hold on to our will because of what we want, but if we really look for the ways God blesses us, then we'll be able to see His plan for our lives. Romans 15:13. Sorry, I'm going to flip over there real quick. Romans 15:13 says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We will overflow. We have this sense of emptiness when we're in our plan, right? But if we look to God, we will overflow with the power of the Holy Spirit. And He will fill us. He truly will fill us. Then you get to the chorus of the song, and it says, till you are my one desire, till you are my one true love, till you are my breath, my everything, Lord, please keep making me. This is just awesome. Like, how great are those words, right? We want God to be our one and only desire. We want Him to be our one and only true love, our breath, our everything. Who are we without Him and without His goodness in our lives? Psalms 73:25-26 says, Who have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and the portion forever. That's just truly awesome. That mindset is something that could change our lives. When we see that we have nothing besides God, then we desire Him, and He will be our strength, and He will fill us. I think the most overlooked part of this song is when it says, Lord, please keep making me. And that may seem like, okay, yeah, the Lord blesses us, He makes us. But it's not like, Lord, make me. It's keep making me. It's a constant thing. We're going to face challenges, struggles, lows and highs in our faith. But whatever we go through, the Lord will keep making us if we ask that of Him. So, just to review, if you remember anything, just please remember these few things. Sometimes we get calloused, but we need to open up to His healing. We need to be open to the idea of Jesus working in our lives. We get busy, distracted, and stressed, but we need to look for God for that healing. God should be our one desire in life. He should be our one true love and our everything. He can and will be these things if we just allow Him to do so in our lives.